June 1992. Chapter 16. A Family in Chaos. The Queen sat in the visitor's room in Grimstone Towers. Philip sat next to her, wearing a white hospital dressing gown. They were watching television. His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor Akihito of Japan, was waving from the top steps of an aeroplane. At the bottom of the steps was Princess Sayako, and standing next to her was Jack Barker. The Japanese national anthem was played as the Emperor came down the steps.
"So, the Emperor's come to Britain," said the Queen. "No doubt he's come to collect his money."
"That princess is very pretty," said Philip suddenly, "but she's so small."
After her visit, the Queen took the bus home to Hell Close. She had 60 pence ready to give the driver, but today it wasn't necessary.
15 pence per night," said the driver.
"But I'm going all the way across town," said the Queen.
"It's a new law," said the driver. 15 pence, and you can stay on the bus all day if you want to."
The bus passed workers planting trees along both sides of the road. They passed Marigold Road Junior School, which was finally getting a new roof.
"It looks like Mr. Barker has spent all the money he borrowed from Japan," thought the Queen. "What is he going to give them in return?"
The Queen unlocked her front door and found a letter on the floor. Somebody had pushed it under the door. The letter was from Charles.
"Oh, good," said the Queen. "Finally, Charles has written. I was so worried about him."
"Dear Mummy, a quick note as I am constantly moving. I sleep during the day and look for food at night. Before winter, I hope to build myself a small cabin and make it my home. I have always loved Scotland, and I can honestly say that I'm happy. Please give my love to Beverly Threadgeld and tell her that I'm sorry that there was no time to say goodbye. And, of course, regards to Diana and the boys. A new life calls me. Mummy dearest, I send you my love. C."
The phone was ringing. The Queen answered it and heard a voice with an Australian accent.
"G'day, mate," the voice said. "I'm trying to find Ed Windsor. Do you know where he is?"
"If you mean my son Edward, he's working in a theatre in Australia," said the Queen.
"Not anymore," said the voice, sounding very happy about it. "He was with us in Australia until 2 days ago, and then he disappeared. We thought that maybe he had gone home."
The Queen put the phone down and sighed. Her family was in chaos. Philip was in a mental hospital. Charles was somewhere in Scotland without a roof over his head. Her middle son, Andrew, was serving on a submarine in Antarctica, and now Edward was missing. Anne was going out with the handyman, Diana was probably having an affair with Fitzroy, and the children were all becoming wild. Harris was also running around with a gang of street dogs. Now that she thought about it, she hadn't seen Harris for a few days. He hadn't even come back for food. Thinking about food, the Queen realized she was hungry. She opened a packet of sweets and picked out all the red ones. She turned on the television in time to hear a public announcement from Jack Barker at No. 10 Downing Street.
"My dear fellow citizens," he began, "since becoming Prime Minister, I have done my best to make life easier for the ordinary people of this country. I have cut taxes and increased public spending. With the generous help of the Japanese government, I believe that I have succeeded in my objectives. Unfortunately, because of the world financial crisis, we can't depend on our good friends the Japanese anymore. If we want our way of life to continue, big changes will have to be made. I want you all to know that I only want what is best for you, my dear citizens. Whatever happens, please believe that I did my best and that these changes are absolutely necessary."
Jack finished with,
"Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, I will make a full statement to the nation to explain exactly what these changes are."
A presenter in a dark suit said, "All programs planned for tomorrow have been cancelled to make way for the Prime Minister's broadcast. This will affect all channels."
"So at last, Mr. Barker is going to resign," thought the Queen.
She realised that she might return to Buckingham Palace very soon. She decided to invite all the neighbours to watch the Prime Minister give his speech, and she would serve drinks and sandwiches. It would be a sort of goodbye party to Hell Close.